This is Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman Studio. Thank you for joining me for another webcast on this September the 26th, 2012. It's Thursday, and this is the beginning, the introductory series of the subject of biblical eschatology. This series will be concerning the Christian end times visions. Now, what I mean by that, when I speak of some kind of apocalyptic end time, I'm speaking of the last days, eschatology, the rapture, the day of the Lord, the end of the age, the final judgment, the great tribulation, things like that. I'll also be having discussions in this particular series about prophetic interpretations, particular insights, teachings, ways, and seeing things, emphasizing certain scenarios, doctrines, directives, and expectations. It should be quite an interesting study. The scope and the purpose of this review will be, as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 says, to prove all things, to hold fast to that which is good. I, as a Christian for years, as I said in the introduction on my website, have believed in end time prophecy for many, many, many years. I have never waned on that, and as I see that day approaching, I thought it important for me to share something to you, my audience, about my thoughts on the end times. Now, I have so many resources, not only in my library, but also on the internet. So I'd like to go to the internet before I go to a few books, and I'll give you those books in a little while. I think you can still get them. I became privy to these books while I was in seminary, and I'll give you the name of these books, but let me start off by giving you a definition of what is Christian eschatology. I think that's important. That's where we want to start. Eschatology is a study of what the Bible says is going to happen in the end times. Many treat eschatology as an area of theology to be avoided. Many people like to avoid it, Christians and non-Christians alike, because of what eschatology puts on the table. It tells you how God's perfect plan is going to end life on the planet Earth as we know it. Of course, eschatology is not as crucial as Christology or soteriology. Christology is the study of Christ as the Savior and Messiah, and soteriology, the study of looking at theological ways to view sin and things like that, our salvation. That does not mean, though, that eschatology is unimportant to a biblical worldview. How we understand eschatology has an impact on how we should live out our lives and what we are to expect to occur, really and rightly so, in God's plan. Some important issues of eschatology are these. What is the rapture? Now, the word rapture does not occur in the Bible, but we have to really look at this. The concept of the rapture, though, is clearly taught in Scripture. The rapture of the church, or the taking away, or the catching up of the church, is the event in which God removes all believers from the earth in order to make way for his righteous judgment to be poured out on the earth during the tribulation period. And I've got to tell you something. Unlike the DNC here in the United States of America, in the year 2012, booing and outing God and wanting to have nothing to do with Israel, if one truly studies biblical eschatology and call themselves a Christian, they cannot avoid the place of Israel in these world events. It's impossible. Eschatology also handles the question as to when the rapture is going to occur. In Revelation, that is in terms of relation to the tribulation. In other words, will the rapture occur before the tribulation, in the middle of the tribulation, or at the end of the tribulation? I'm going to try to cover this as I make this a very extensive study. I'm going to be looking at this as it looks like we're crashing towards the end of world events. And I think it's very important for me to touch on this subject matter because I think that I've touched on my website on practically everything else, but really doing a decent job and effect on eschatology. And as I said, now with all the stuff on the internet, and a lot of you like listening to me, I'll just read this stuff, the stuff that I believe, the stuff that I don't believe, like some of the stuff by Harold Camping, I'm not going to read. I'm not going to read from crazy people. No. Another issue is, what is the second coming and why is that important? In other words, why is it important for Jesus Christ to return to this earth? When is Christ going to return? What will be the signs of his return? Are we living under those signs right now? Are the things that are happening in the Middle East, in those countries over there where people are being blown up, is this relevant to what we know? Another very important question is, is the millennium a literal or figurative thing to be treated? The fulfillment of many of God's covenants and promises rest in the literal, physical, future kingdom. And that's very important. I believe that there is going to be a literal future coming kingdom. There is no solid basis to deny this literal understanding of the millennial kingdom and its duration being 1,000 years. This is a very important aspect to look at and to deal with as we deal with these issues. We won't let those phone calls stop us, will we? Will the generation that saw Israel reformed as a nation still be alive for the second coming? These are issues. This all has to do with eschatology. And these issues have to be addressed. I think that we must address those things. It is not scriptural to teach that the generation that sees Israel become a nation will also see the second coming of Christ. This may be the case, but scripture does not specifically say so. Now, on a lot of websites, they give recommendations of books and for you to look at in understanding end times prophecy. Here's a great little book. They have it on this particular website that they're pushing it. Understanding End Times Prophecy, A Comprehensive Approach. This book is by Paul Benware, and they advertise this on ChristianBooks.com. I'm not going to recommend that one because I haven't read that. As a matter of fact, you can get that as an ebook, and I really may look into that because if it is a good book, I'd like to get it. But I recommend The Bible and Future Events, a great little paperback book by Leon Wood. It's an introductory survey of last day events. It is a book that came in my hands when I was a seminary student. It talks about the major issues of eschatology, the rapture, the great tribulation, the church spared from the tribulation, the Antichrist, Israel in the tribulation, the close of the tribulation, and the millennial. There's just so much to cover in Leon Wood's text. And then a second text that I'd like to recommend is The End Times by Herman A. Hoyt, Man's Instinctive Search for Knowledge of the Future, has been the stimulating of countless volumes towards eschatology. And this book right here by Herman A. Hoyt, who has so many degrees, he was Chancellor of Grace College and Grace Theological Seminary. He also taught Christian theology at the seminary. And at this time that the book was written, he was retired. That's a great one. And of course, the best one that I have in my library is a great little paperback text by David Hocking. At that time, he was pastor of the Calvary Church in Santa Ana. He is no longer that, but he is very well heard over the radio. And David wrote a great book, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I will be giving you a lot of things out of Hawking's book here. Just let me go through some of the chapters that he talks about here. And this is just an introduction. I'm not even going to get into it today. This is just to help you. The name of the book is The Coming World Leader, Understanding the Book of Revelation. It's one of the best books that I've found that really defines this. And David does, as he always has, an excellent job in breaking down this theology in a way that it really needs to be broken down. See, if I'm a believer, my Christian faith just doesn't help me with social mores, showing me how to live. It guides and directs my understanding of how I live. In other words, since I know that this coming world leader is coming, do I want to be here when he gets here? Let me kind of like read the prelude of this, and then you'll understand a little bit what I'm talking about, and maybe you get a better gist, if I can use that word, of what Hawking is attempting to say. Let me put a little bit more light on the subject here as I light up my studio here so that I can do this right. Students of world history are keenly aware that the nations of the world are facing enormous challenges and difficulties that were simply unknown in the past. This is very true today. And I want to let you know that, let me check this out, see when this text was first written, and so that you know how up to date it is. 1981 is where this was first published, in 1981. Now, from 1981 up to where we are today, let's see how true this is. The age of nuclear power has brought with it some frightening possibilities and realities. Many sociologists and scientists are now speaking of the terrifying prospects of nuclear war and the end of human civilization as we know it. Movies, magazines, and television has pictured and described a holocaust of destruction and devastation previously thought impossible. Can you believe this, spoken in 1981? And look at where we are in 2012. Today, it is a reality facing us all. The cries for world peace have become stronger with each passing decade. In the midst of these terrifying realities stands a problem of which there does not seem to be an answer. It is a problem of leadership. You can say that again, David. Some would call it a crisis. Leaders have failed us. Politicians has lied to us. No matter who is elected or comes to power by force, the world situation rarely changes. It seems that world history is out of control. Is there anyone who can bring world peace? Now, this is written by David Hawking back in the 80s, the early 80s. Can you believe this? Then it says, various religious groups, past and present, have challenged us with the need for a world leader, someone who can bring peace to the planet Earth. Well, I don't believe that's possible because all humans are totally depraved and there will never be any peace here. But David goes on and says, there has been many suggestions and attempts to bring such a leader to the world's attention and support. The cry for leadership continues and the world seems ready, if not desperate for it. One of the most remarkable books in all of literature is found in the Bible, the last book of the New Testament, the Book of Revelation. It contains an amazing look at the future. It also speaks powerfully about the coming world leader who can bring peace to a troubled globe, order to the chaos and confusion that now plagues the planet. Then the prelude goes on and says that this world leader is described as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. According to the predictions of the Book of Revelation, this coming world leader has been on the planet before, living amongst us, urging us to put our faith and trust in him. He was rejected, criticized, crucified by the Roman authorities of his time. But the memory of what he did and said lives on in the hearts of millions. World history has been profoundly affected by his life and teachings. He was a Jew. He was born in the village of Bethlehem and raised in the small town of Nazareth. For about 3 years, he traveled throughout the land of Israel as an itinerant preacher. He was crucified just outside the city walls of ancient Jerusalem about some 40 years before the Roman invasion and the destruction of that city in AD 70. And let me pause and say this. I think the time of his death and crucifixion was indicative and prophetically held true as to what happened to the Roman Empire. The New Testament records the events and teachings of this remarkable person and gives us information about the people who followed him and continued his work and influence. One of his closest friends and associates was responsible for the book of Revelation, which tells about him as no other book does. According to this book of predictions about the future, this man, called Jesus of Nazareth, is still alive. He rose from the dead 3 days after his execution and is coming back to this earth to rule and establish peace forever. He is the promised Messiah of the Jewish people, the only hope for the entire world. And I would say this, before you reject the possibility of the return of Christ to this planet, consider this fact. Number one, over 300 prophecies about a coming world leader were fulfilled by Jesus of Nazareth during his lifetime on earth over 1,900 years ago. The chance of this happening by coincidence or even the deliberate planning of a deceived group of followers is extremely slim, if not impossible. The book of Revelation will astound you as it unfolds the future, both in its accounts and its assessments of a coming world event, as well as its predictions of how world problems will be solved. Now, what I'll be doing during this series of eschatology, I'll be putting in some current events that's taking place on our planet to really add fodder to the fire. Its predictions, that is the book of Revelation, no longer appear to be fanciful or unlikely. They are as current as the front pages of our newspapers and our news stations. The world cries for leadership, and the book of Revelation reveals this answer. There is a world leader coming who will bring peace forever to this planet. Now, that's a pretty good introduction, but as I continue with the introduction, and I'll be reading the introductions from various texts, and as I do, I'll be putting my flair in and out of this. I must get ready to go to work this morning, and that's what's delaying me from doing an extensive study on this. Before I had to make sure I can keep a roof over my head, I had the time to do this, but what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to do this kind of like in a form where I'm giving you just what you need to get, but I'm not going to do an exhaustive study of it. I want to prompt an interest in you as we watch these world events take place. Hopefully, it'll have some kind of a way for you to govern your life, for me to govern my life. How am I living in light of this insightful information that is so important for me to understand as I look at the teachings of eschatology? I want to thank you and Well, yeah, I'll give you part two later on, because I'm real busy and I'm looking at this and I'm still researching it out, because I want to make sure that I give you basically an intelligent insight as I do this study. All right? Thank you very much for coming to my website, and thank you for being patient with me. These clips will be longer as I spend more time in the studio working on it. But for right now, I'll admonish you to, well, you know the drill, stay into the Word.